This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I know everybody is fasting, but can we try that again, inshallah? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahi rahmani rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل صلاة وأتم تسليم أما بعد. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, sustainer, nourisher, protector and curer. We ask Allah azza wa jal to shower his choicest of blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, before I begin the talk, I would like to read a few verses from the Noble Quran, specifically in regard to the surah that I am going to discuss, inshallah ta'ala, for the purposes of reflection on the beauty of the words of our powerful Maker, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is Surah Yusuf. We will be reading a few verses from it, and then we'll discuss a few lessons that can be derived from the surah, inshallah ta'ala.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين إذ قال يوسف لأبيه يا أبت إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين وكذلك يجتبيك ربك ويعلمك من تأويل الأحاديث ويتم نعمته عليك وعلى آل يعقوب كما أتمها على أبويك من قبل إبراهيم وإسحاق إن ربك عليم حكيم لقد كان في يوسف وإخوته آيات للسائلين.
I start off by advising myself and then all of you all seated here to adopt a life of taqwa, and that is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be conscious of Him during every single second of our lives if we wish to attain success in this world as well as the hereafter. And then secondly, in accordance with the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who is reported to have said, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I thank the organizers of this particular talk, the masjid, the brothers here, the volunteers, the team, for getting together, and with the help of Allah, they have made this event a reality. I thank them, and I thank all of you all for remaining to listen to the talk and to benefit inshallah ta'ala. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this beautiful opportunity that He has united all of us, you and I, in one of His beautiful houses, just to talk about Him, talk about His beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes this gathering a gathering where the angels shroud us with their wings, the sakina, tranquility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon us, and may Allah azza wa jal make high mention of us in the seven heavens. Ameen. So inshallah ta'ala, the few minutes that I have with you all, I would like to touch on a few lessons from the beautiful surah, Surah Yusuf, the one I just read a few verses from. This surah, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, is an amazing surah. A surah which has so many lessons to be derived from. A surah that talks about the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. And indeed, in the story of Yusuf and his brothers, there are signs, لِلسَّائِلِينَ, for the ones who seek, there are signs. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In these stories, talking about the stories of the Qur'an, stories of the prophets, alayhimu salatu wasalam, stories of the nations before us, there is ibrah, lessons to be derived from. For whom? لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. For the ones who have intellect, for the intelligent ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the doors of understanding for all of us. So moving on to the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm sure most of you are aware that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he had 11 brothers. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he had 11 brothers. So one day Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he sees a dream. He sees a dream, an amazing dream. Because little Yusuf, he was a small boy at that time. He sees an amazing dream, and he had a very good relationship with his father, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So he goes to his father and he tells his father, إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. He goes and tells his father, يَا أَبَتِ, my dear father, I saw a dream. A dream. إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا. I saw 11 stars, والشمس, and I saw the moon. والقمر, I saw the sun and I saw the moon. رأيتهم لي ساجدين. I saw all of these things, these celestial objects, the stars, the moon, the sun. I saw all of these objects making sajda, prostrating unto me. Now the minute his father, now who was his father? His father was Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, Jacob, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. The minute he heard the dream, now he was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So naturally, things were revealed unto him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The minute he heard this dream from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he told his son, يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَقُصُصْ رُؤْيَاهَكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا. My dear son, don't tell your brethren, don't tell your brothers about this dream. لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا, because they might plot against you. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. Indeed, shaitan is a plain, is a clear enemy for mankind. Now let's pause there for a moment. Now look at the advice the father is giving the son. Now why did he tell Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام this? What was he fearing? What was he fearing? فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدَ, that they will plot against you. Now what's the element that will make one's own brothers plot against an individual? Your own blood brothers. You have brothers, you have sisters. What is this element that will make them plot against you? Shaitan in general, he uses the element of jealousy. He uses the element of jealousy. The minute jealousy comes into the heart of an individual, that individual's heart becomes riddled with hatred, with anger, with pride, with arrogance. And that is when, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, I see a few sisters at the back as well, so my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that is when shaitan seizes the opportunity to make an individual commit all kinds of things. And I'm sure you are aware, at times you hear a brother killing another brother. Why? Because of jealousy, because of anger, because he looks at his brother, oh, why is he so rich? Why does he have such a house? Why does he have such a vehicle? Jealousy comes in. This is the way shaitan fools and deceives people. And he was shaitan, he was the first individual to have, you know, to have jealousy towards another creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was in regard to our father, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. And remember when we said to the angels, prostrate unto Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. They all prostrated except for Iblis. Aba wastakbar wa kan min al-kafirin. He refused, he was proud, he was arrogant, and he became from the kuffar. And then another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks Iblis, what prevented you from making sajda? And you know what his reply was?
قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينٍ.
I am better than him. Iblis said, I am better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ. You created me out of fire. وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينٍ. And you created him out of something akin to potter's clay, something like clay.
Ulama, scholars, rahimahumullah, mention that Iblis, Shaitan, was the first individual to ever discriminate, to say, you know, I am better than you. Because why? I'm a white, or I'm a black, I'm this, I'm that, I'm richer than you. I come from a better family. He was the first individual to discriminate. I am better than him because I have been created from fire, whilst he has been created from potter's clay. It was jealousy, because he was jealous. Why was all the attention on Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? Why was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to make him? وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Why was he going to become a khalifa? You understand? So he was jealous. And this brought about so many things, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. This pushed shaitan into the abyss of destruction. He was with the malaika. He was not from the malaika, kana min al-jinn, but he was with the malaika. He was with the malaika because he strove so much. He was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. He was amidst the ranks of the malaika. But then he fell so bad because he started this trek down this disastrous path where he harbored feelings of jealousy towards a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's towards Abul Bashar, our father, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So likewise, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he advises his son, don't inform your brothers about it. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to state that in one point, the sons of Yaqub, they started to see that their father loved Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam more than them. They said, إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِينَا مِنَّا وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَ إِنَّ أَبَانَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. That, you know, Yusuf is more beloved unto our father. Yusuf is more beloved unto our father. Now this was the starting of everything. When they noticed that their father, in other words, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was more beloved to their father than them, that's when they started plotting against Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So scholars, rahimahumullah, they highlight very importantly that parents, you and I, if we are parents, we must treat our children equally. We must treat our children equally in every manner possible. You see, even waratha, inheritance, that law comes in after you pass away. After you pass away. That's when the laws of inheritance will take its course. But during your lifetime, if you have three children, for example, if you want to gift one child something, you must gift the other two children as well. Equal. If you gift one child something, you must gift the other two children as well. Treating one's children in a very unjust manner is completely forbidden in our religion. It is completely forbidden. We must treat all of our children equal. This is the first lesson that we see from the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. They felt that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was more beloved unto their father. And that's when they started plotting against Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. They started planning. And as we will see inshallah, they even plotted to kill Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. The very next ayah,
اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين.
اقتلوا يوسف, kill يوسف, أو اطرحوه أرضا, or go and dump him in some foreign land. يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين. This was Shaitan whispering to them, kill Yusuf. Now because they were plotting against Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he seized the opportunity, he went and started, يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. اُقْتُلُوا يُوسُف, kill Yusuf, أَوْ اطْرَحُوهُ, or throw him in some ardan, in some foreign land. يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ. And then you will have all your father's attention. Your father's attention will solely be for you all. And after that, وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. And after that, you can do good deeds and you can become righteous people. You do the sin, and then later on, you do tawbah. You seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can become good people once again. This is how shaitan started to whisper in their minds. But then one of them said, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ لَا تَقْتُلُوا يُوسُفْ وَأَلْقُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ يَلْتَقِتُهُ بَعْدُ السَّيَّارَةِ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. One of them said, don't kill Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Go and dump him somewhere. There will be a caravan that's passing by. They will take him and they will go. Now they started plotting and planning. They go to their father and they ask their father, why don't you send Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with us when we go out to play, when we go out to graze the sheep, and when we go to tend the animals? Why don't you send Yusuf with us? قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا عَلَى يُوسُفْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَنَاصِحُونَ. Why don't you send Yusuf with us whilst we are إِنَّا لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ. We are sincere advisors. We will look after him. We are well-wishers towards him. أَرْسِلْهُ مَعَنَا غَدَيْ يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْعَبْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظٌ. Send him with us tomorrow. Let him spend some time with us. Let him play with us. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظٌ. We will look after him. They promised this to their father. The father replies, قَالَ إِنِّي لَيَحْزُنُنِي أَن تَذْهَبُوا بِهِ وَأَخَافُ أَن يَأْكُلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَأَنْتُمْ عَنْهُ غَافِلُونَ. The father says, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, that I fear that a wolf may eat him up. وَأَنْتُمْ عَنْهُ غَافِلُونَ. Whilst you are heedless about him, perhaps you are busy with something else and a wolf may come and eat him up. Then they assure their father, قَالُوا لَئِنْ أَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَنَحْنُ عُصْبًا. How can a wolf eat him whilst we are, you know, 11 of us, we are strong, we are a group, وَنَحْنُ عُصْبًا. إِنَّا إِذَا لَخَاسِرُونَ. Then we would be utterly losers if the wolf were to come and eat our brother. So they assure their father, Ya'qub, and then they take Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with them and they go. They take Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with them. And let me quickly fast forward the story. What happens is they take Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with them and they go and dump him into a well. Now just think of this. Who is doing this? Not enemies, not strangers, not outsiders. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's own brothers, blood brothers. Now you understand how disastrous jealousy is. إِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبِ. Jealousy destroys your good deeds just as how fire gobbles up firewood. You know firewood? Firewood is generally dry. If you light up firewood, it crackles and the fire gobbles up the firewood. Likewise, jealousy destroys all of your good deeds. Why have you all come to the masjid? Why do we all come for Salatul Fajr, Salatul Taraweeh? Why are we fasting during the month of Ramadan? We're doing so many good deeds to secure the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the point of doing all those good deeds and then harboring feelings of jealousy? The minute you harbor feelings of jealousy, you're destroying all your good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Jealousy was what made the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam dump him into a well. They dumped him into a well, they took his shirt, the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and they smeared it with blood. What blood? The blood of a sheep that they had. They smeared the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, because now they had to get back to their father and they had to convince their father about the fact that a wolf had eaten their brother. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the noble Quran, وَجَهَاءُهُ أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ. Now it becomes time, it's now become late. وَجَاءُ أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ. They go to their father during the time of Isha. And how do they go? They go weeping, they go crying. Now what had they done? They had thrown their brother, their little brother, little Yusuf, into a well. They had taken his shirt, smeared it with sheep blood, And now they are going to their father crying. وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ
قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقُ وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ عِنْدَ مَتَاعِنَا فَأَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ
They say, oh, our father, إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا We went and we were playing around نَسْتَبِقُ وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ And we left Yusuf for a while عِنْدَ مَتَاعِنَا By our things, فَأَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ And a wolf ate him up. Allahu Akbar. Look at the line. A blatant, clear line. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ But you may not believe in us even though we are speaking the truth. وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيسِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ And now they show their father the shirt with the smeared blood. Now my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you must know one thing. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in general, Allah azza wa jal, he chooses very intelligent people to be prophets. The minute Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam saw the shirt, he didn't say anything, but at the back of his mind, he knew it was a clear lie. Because the shirt was perfect. Now which wolf eats a person neatly, removes the shirt and keeps it aside and eats the person neatly and then smears blood? If a wolf were to come and eat someone, the shirt would be torn, there would be holes everywhere. But this shirt was perfect. It was like it was ironed and crisp and neat and there was blood everywhere. So Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he knew it was a clear lie. And he said, فَصَبْرٌ قَلَبَ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ He says, patience is beautiful. And he bore this trial that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was putting him through with patience. Now looking at the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in a nutshell, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we see that look, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, from a very young age, he goes through trial after trial. Now at times you and I, we go through challenges and difficulties in life. And at times we question Allah. We question the decree, the qada and qadar of Allah. We say, why am I suffering like this? Why am I going through this problem? Why am I going through this issue? At times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through sicknesses, through financial loss. At times we lose a beloved one, a dear one, somebody passes away. Maybe your parents passed away. Maybe your children passed away. Maybe your wife passed away. You go through challenges. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He states, we will definitely test them. We will definitely test you all. So naturally, this life is all about tests. We need to look at the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and derive lessons. Derive lessons. Challenge after challenge. He was a young boy. He was thrown into the well. And did it end there? He was the apple of the eye of his father. He missed his father so much. Young boy. Maybe the size of this little boy there. Young boy. He was thrown into a well. And did it end there? A caravan comes. وَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارَةٌ فَأَرْسَلُوا وَارِدَهُمْ فَأَدْلَى دَلْوَى فَقَالَ يَا بُشْرَى هَذَا غُلَامٌ A caravan goes by. And what does the caravan do? Do they help Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam? Do they help him? No, they don't help him. They put in a bucket and they take him out and they go and sell him as a slave. As a slave. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, just imagine, you are a free man. You are a free man. If someone were to kidnap you and go and sell you as a slave, how would it feel? How would it feel? He was a free individual. He was not a slave. His brothers, they went and dumped him into a well. Now a caravan comes by, they rescue him and they don't return him to his father. They take him to another land and they sell him as a slave. Allahu Akbar. From one trial to another trial. And does it end there? No, it doesn't end there. Now what happens? The lady of the house, Aziz Misr, the minister who bought him as a slave, the lady of the house tries to seduce him after he grows up. وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَىٰ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا Now Yusuf, you have to fast forward the story. Now Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he's grown up, he is an adolescent now. The lady of the house tries to seduce him. She tries to seduce him. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا She wanted to seduce him. She had a desire for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now you need to understand the reality of this challenge. Just imagine, put yourself in the shoes of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, a youngster, okay? in the house of a beautiful, rich lady. And she was his mistress, owner. And she is commanding him to commit something wrong, to involve in an illicit relationship with her. Now what is stopping him from doing it? He is a young adolescent, and I'm sure most of you are aware, you know, when you are during your teenage years, your adolescent years, your hormones are all over the place. Yeah? What is stopping Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam? And what does the lady do?
وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ
No, وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ She locks the doors. She locks the doors. And not just ordinary locks. غَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ She double locks the doors. She double bolts the doors. She makes sure all the doors are locked. And then she goes to him and says, هَيْتَ لَكَ She calls him to come. At this point, nothing, what is stopping Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam from committing something wrong with this lady? Nothing at all. The doors are bolted. Okay? And it's not like he is trying to seduce her. She is trying to seduce him. There's nothing that's stopping him from committing zina. But what does he say?
قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهُ
Allah forbid. Allah protect me.
إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايِ
Indeed, he tells the lady, your husband, my master, he gave me a good house. How can I betray him? How can I betray your husband? And he admonishes the lady. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this shows the amount of taqwa, even after going through all of the challenges, from the well to being sold as a slave, and now he's in the house of the minister of Egypt, and now the lady is trying to seduce him. His upbringing was so good that he had the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that prevented him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks about the seven people who will be shaded on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade other than the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seven individuals. And one of them, if a beautiful, rich lady calls him, he says, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَبْعَةٌ يُضِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ On a day when there will be no shade at all. In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks about three individuals. They were undertaking a journey, and it started to rain heavily. The narration goes along the lines of these words. These three individuals, they take refuge in a cave. And whilst they were in the cave, a rock rolls down and blocks the entrance. Now they have no way of getting out of the cave. They have no way of getting out of the cave. Then the three individuals, they discuss and they come to a conclusion. So let us do this. Let us mention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our good deeds, the best of our good deeds, and let us seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through those good deeds. This is a permissible form of tawassul. A permissible form of tawassul, where you mention one of your deeds, the best of your deeds, or one of your good deeds, and you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through your own good deeds. This is a permissible form of tawassul according to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one individual, he cries out, Ya Allah, I had the good habit of milking my animals, because he was a shepherd. I used to milk my animals and I used to bring the milk home, and I would not feed my family, in other words, my wife and my children, until my parents had drunk of that milk. One day I go home, and I got a bit late, so one day when I went home, my parents had fallen asleep. My parents had fallen asleep. So I went by my parents and I waited by them with the bowl of milk. My children were crying around me, hungry, but I waited until my parents woke up and until they had drunk their fill from the milk, and afterwards I fed my family. Ya Allah, if I had done this solely for your sake, help us out of this predicament, out of this problem. The minute he made the dua, the boulder, the rock moved a little, but it was not enough for them to go out. The second individual, he cries out to Allah, Ya Allah, there was this cousin sister of mine. I loved her so much and I desired her so much. I approached her and I wanted to commit something wrong with her, and she was a poor person. She was suffering out of poverty. She was a destitute relative of mine. She said, if you pay me this amount of money, I will agree to do whatever you want to do. So I somehow earned that amount of money. I paid it to her. And then I was about to commit you know, adultery. I was about to commit something wrong with her. And in the narration it mentions that he was seated so close to her. He was seated so close to her when she said, "Fear Allah. Fear Allah in this regard." The minute she said that, I got up and I left. "Ya Allah, if I did this solely for yourself, for your sake, help us out of this problem." Once again, the rock moved a little, but yet it was not enough for them to leave. The final individual, he cries out to Allah, "Ya Allah, there was this worker of mine. I agreed to pay him an amount of money. But then before I could pay him the amount of money, he finished his work and he left." He left. And that money, that his wages, his salary, I invested it in my own business, whatever the business was, I invested it. And he returns after a long period of time. After a long period of time, his investment had doubled, had tripled. There were so many animals now that belonged to him. He returns after a long period of time and he comes to me and he says, "O slave of Allah, do you remember I am this worker so and so? Can you please pay me my wages?" He just asked for the amount that he owed. Say if it was 1,000 rufiyah or 2,000 rufiyah, perhaps just the amount, the wages. The man looked at that man and said, "You can see all these animals. All these animals belong to you. Because your money, your wages, I invested it and it profited, it doubled, tripled, this, all of this belongs to you." The man said, "Are you joking with me, O slave of Allah?" And this man said, "No, I'm not joking with you. In reality, all of this belongs to you." And the man quickly gathered everything and he left. Now this man prays to Allah, "Ya Allah, if I did this sincerely for your sake, help us out of this problem." And the rock moved away completely. The rock moved away completely. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, coming back to the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, so that we may end it swiftly. From there, what happens? It does not end there. He was thrown into prison, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So just imagine, put yourself in the shoes of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. One challenge after another, it's not ending. From the well to being a slave. From being a slave to being imprisoned in jail. And it does not end there. He interprets the dreams of two individuals and he tells them to tell the king that he has been imprisoned unjustly. Those two individuals, one is executed and the other one forgets to inform the king. After a long period of time, فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ, he remains in the prison for some time, and after some time the king sees a dream now. The king sees a dream, 7 thin cows eating 7 fat cows. Now the king wanted an interpretation for the dream. That's when this individual who was Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's cellmate in the prison, he remembers about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and he tells the king about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was taken out of prison. He interprets the king's dream. And then he was appointed in charge of the treasury, in charge of food and provisions. And that's when his family comes back. Long story. But after all of the challenges, after all of these challenges, he bore them with so much of patience. That's after all of the challenges, his family comes to him now. And then they realize that, oh, so and so is Yusuf. He is in such a high position now. And they, just as how in the dream they all fall down in sajda, but bear in mind this was not a sajda of ibadah, it was not a sajda of worship, it was a sajda to ta'zim, a sajda to mark respect and honor, and this was permitted for the previous nations. We, on the other hand, we are only permitted to bow down unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, to wrap off the story, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I leave you all with this piece of advice, and that is, however many challenges you go through life, never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At times these trials, these challenges are blessings in disguise. Never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have firm trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. The one who relies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal is sufficient for him. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make a way out for him from every problem, as long as you fear Allah and as long as you rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never lose hope in Allah azza wa jal. Place your trust firmly in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put your foot forward. Allah azza wa jal will look after you, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be conscious of him during every single second of your lives and you will attain success in this world as well as the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our sins, accept our good deeds, and may he azza wa jal unite us in the garden of Jannah with our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And jazakumullah khair. for your listenership. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.